What you're about to hear is deleted scenes from our series, The Animals. If you haven't heard the series, I would stop right here and go back to listen to all 5 episodes before listening to this. Otherwise, this will just be kind of weird. Might not make sense. Every episode we make has things that, for one reason or another, don't make the cut. We're going to hear some of those now. Let's start with some from Melissa and Joseph, the kangaroos. Joseph, if you remember, is a kangaroo who refuses to move out of his mother's pouch, and he's starting to get pretty big.
I went to a speed dating event once.
Okay.
Again, I said, get in the pouch, pretend, just shut up.
Like they couldn't see I was there.
I mean, he's a huge bulge at this point, but, yeah, I mean, I don't know what human speed dating is like, but kangaroo speed dating, it's a lot of losers.
I kept screaming, next.
Mm-hmm. And I said, I got it. I know. But then, towards the end, there's a boomer across from me. It's not like love at first sight. I don't want to, get too dramatic, but it was like, what's he doing at the speed dating? He's kind of interesting. He's got a great chest, you know? So we start talking, and I think Joseph could pick up on the fact that I was, like, actually enjoying.
You could feel her, I feel her heart and starts moving faster.
Anyway, he not only yells next, he pops out of the pouch, doesn't get out, pops out enough so that he's, like, above the table where we were chatting and says, announces his age and says, I still live with my mom. You can't sleep with her.
Pretty good. Her pouch gets so sweaty.
He said quickly.
Her pouch gets sweaty.
That's so gross.
I come out soaking wet sometimes.
Joseph.
I come out soaking wet.
Joseph.
On a hot day, I come out the pouch dripping. I swear to God, it's almost like I'm in a pool. I'm in a pool of my own sweat in my mother's pouch.
So embarrassing.
For whom?
Me.
That's what I thought.
Next up, Harry the flamingo. Harry is part of a big flock of 35 flamingos at a zoo. In this deleted scene, I asked him if ever in his life he had been alone.
No, not really. I've always been, to some extent, in contact with the flock, at least, if not within the flock totally. Within its embrace.
If you don't want to do this, it's fine. But I'm curious, getting the chance to experience, I don't know, what if I left for a minute and you would have the chance to be alone for the first time? Could I do that? And I just ask you to sort of narrate what you're feeling a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay, I'm feeling, like a little bit of heartburn. I maybe a little bit of heartburn. I'm not hearing anyone else, which is kind of a problem. Okay, I'm almost immediately terrified. I'm experiencing a horrible kind of terror. My God, this is it. I'm gonna die alone. Oh my God, I'm gonna die alone. I can already feel I'm gonna die alone. Is this it? This is what it feels like to be in the dark. This is what it must feel like to be a pariah. Is this it? I'm a pariah now. Okay, that's it. I'm a pariah. I'm a disgusting.
I'm sorry.
Little...
I can't. I had to come back. I couldn't. I'm sorry.
Oh, thank goodness.
I didn't want that to go on. I apologize.
We both agreed to the experience. I personally, it's not for me. Do not go again.
Next up, Deirdre, our jellyfish. One thing about Deirdre, the jellyfish, she hates trout. Here's a scene that explains maybe where that hatred comes from.
I remember one of them goes to me, what's that in your head? A mop? And like, I didn't know what a mop was, you know?
Sure.
And I said, yeah. I said, yeah, it is. Yeah, how are you? You know? Because they have all these lips and eyes and everything. They're so pretty, like. They're so slender and everything. They have real tight body.
The trout.
And we don't have a tight body. We just have kind of a more looser, would you even say, body, like.
Yeah, I mean, I think.
Yeah, I would too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would too, yeah. No, I have a body.
Stephen the Beaver had some inspiring words that we had to cut for time. I want to ask you about the impact that you have on the world.
Mm-hmm.
Because humans definitely alter the world to make their homes. And
do they ever, yeah.
Yeah. But most animals don't. But beavers are like humans in that, you know, you alter the world.
Yeah.
I think you change the world after humans as much as any animal.
Be the change that you want to see in the world is something that I once said.
Okay.
I like to think that I'm making a positive impact. I mean, it's our world. If we're just here to keep things the same, I don't think that's right.
To leave things the same.
Yeah, I think we're here for a reason, and that is to change the world, not to keep it status quo. I strive to do that. I think, damn it, we got to make this a world a little bit better how we leave it than how we came into it.
Was that, damn it, a damn, which damn it was that?
Like make a damn.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You have to give a damn constantly, every day. And if someone says to me like, no, don't change anything, my response to that would be, oh, so you think things are good exactly how they are?
Mm-hmm.
Like this moment in history that we're living in, this is the best it could ever get. This is where we stop. No.
Mm.
My brother has tried to play that card of like, why do we gotta change things? Just let the river flow. Like, take that attitude somewhere else. It don't fly here. You're just trying to justify your laziness as if it's principle. It's not. It's sloth.
It's a different animal.
Yeah. I've never encountered one, but what I hear, I'm not impressed.
Finally, here's Hari, a butterfly, sharing what turns out to be a true story from the world of butterflies.
You know, it's also really nice to be able to eat in a safe setting. And I know that sounds strange, but one thing a lot of people might not know is that butterflies are known to drink crocodile tears. First of all, you wouldn't even think of us as that badass.
That's, I mean.
Yeah, no, people don't know about this.
It's very near the mouth.
Yeah, I mean, the risk of death is high. I have no idea how that became a thing, but at least for butterflies, it is the greatest high. It is not an easy thing to get. It is absolutely worth it if you get to it.
So would you recommend it for?
Humans? Absolutely not. First of all, I don't know if it has any effect for you. And also, the crocodile will see you.
This has been our Deleted Scenes special of The Animals. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks to our incredible performers, Sebastian Canelli, Alexandra Dixon, Maeve Higgins, Vinnie Thomas, Connor Ratliff, and Hari Kundabolu. Thanks to our series producer, Jennifer Mills, our editor, Hillary Frank. Thanks to Eva Walchover. And thanks, as always, to Emily Spivak. The Animals has been a project from Everything is Alive, a proud member of Radiotopia from PRX. Audrey Mardovich, executive producer, and Yuri Lasordo, director of network operations. That's it for The Animals for now. We'll see you soon. Can we talk about jumping?
Oh my gosh, always.
Jumping is the best. The hype is there. It's worth the hype.
Yeah.
But it also feels like your purpose as a kangaroo to jump. What's a human's purpose?
That's constantly under debate.
That sucks. Radiotopia.